Gentlemen and ladies, we're gathered here this afternoon in exactly a few hours before Rosh Hashanah to fulfill a Jewish custom to pay respects to the graves of our loved ones, the righteous of past generations, right before the holidays. It's a very interesting custom, and I have to say that I have very mixed feelings about it, and yet I think it's very much in place. I don't like coming to the cemetery, and even though, as you can all see, the cemetery to date is gorgeous, there's been a wonderful renovation done, and it's been done properly and professionally, there's no question that coming to a cemetery is not something I look forward to, especially prior to the holiday of Rosh Hashanah. I'd rather enjoy myself getting ready the brisket. I'd rather delve into the tzimis, not exactly spend the day in the cemetery. But I believe that in the world we live in today, this particular custom, which is very ancient, has even more importance. And that is because, in this particular world we live in, we can do everything almost ourselves. We don't need travel agents anymore, we can do it all via the internet. We barely need to do anything by way of other people. We can do it all ourselves. You can make your travel plans by yourself, you can even go shopping online. There's nothing you can't do. And the notion of paying proper appreciation, known in Hebrew as hakarat hatov, is something that's sometimes overlooked in the world we live in. I think everyone standing here today wouldn't be standing here today if not for the dedication of their loved ones to them when they were younger in past generations. We wouldn't have a community today if not for that dedication, and each and every one of you wouldn't be alive if not for the dedication of past generations. Personally, I wouldn't have been a rabbi today if my grandparents, after the Holocaust, decided to throw away Judaism. I don't think if I grew up in a non-Jewish background, basically not going to day school from day one, I would be standing here today as a rabbi. So the first thing that we're doing today is paying proper thanks to past generations. We're privileged tomorrow night to make Kiddush and say, God, you have brought us to this Rosh Hashanah, not only because of our own dedication, but because we're standing on the shoulders of past generations. But the second reason why this particular custom is so important is because we sometimes overlook the fact that we're not deserving. We may not be deserving to finish the year. We may not be deserving to indeed have a good judgment on Rosh Hashanah. And therefore we're praying to God today that in the zchut, in the privilege of past generations' dedication, may God indeed grant us a good, healthy, and wonderful new year. Everybody knows how important their parents were to them, how important their loved ones were, and ultimately we're asking God, in honor of their suffering, in honor of their dedication and their devotion, may God indeed grant us a good new year. I'm going to read the prayer that we customarily say right before Rosh Hashanah in Hebrew, and right afterwards I think we'll all say it together in English. Whoever can follow along in Hebrew is welcome to say it together with me. צדיקים יסודי עולם יהי רצון שתהיה מנוחתכם בכבוד וזכות תלמוד תורתכם ומעשיכם הטובים יעמוד לי לנו לביתנו לכל ישראל נביאים עלינו ולכל בית ישראל יהי רצון לפניך אלוהי הרחמים והסליחות מלך כל הארץ שיתגוללו רחמך וחסדיך ומרומים עמידותיך וניכתב לפניך בזה ראש השנה לסליחה ולמחילה ולחבר בו כל חטאותינו ועוונותינו ופשעינו לשנה טובה ומתוקנת לחיים טובים ולשלום לפרנסה ולכלכלה לשובע ולברכה ולשנת גאולה וישועה ושנת ברכה והצלחה בכל מעשה ידינו ושנת רווח והצלה שקט ומנוחה מכל פחד ובהלה ומכל תקלה וגזירה רעה ושנזכה לאושר וכבוד ואל ישלוט בנו שטן ויצר הרע ונמצא חן ושכל טוב בעיניך ובעיני כל רואינו רחום וחנון שומע תפילה היתר לנו על כל זאת שביקשנו לפניך למען רחמך וחסדיך מרובים ולמען זכות הצדיקים האלו זכות כל צדיקי וחסידי עולם ואל תשיבנו ריקם מלפניך כי אתה שומע תפילה. Now repeat the prayer in English. Everybody's welcome to say it along with me. O righteous ones, pillars of the world, may it be His will that you shall rest in honor. May the merit of your Torah study and good deeds stand by me, my household, all Jews who are dependent upon me, and the entire house of Israel. May it be your will, O God of mercy and supplications, King over all the world, that your abundant mercies and kindness overwhelm your attributes. May we be remembered and inscribed before you on this Rosh Hashanah and sealed before you on this Yom Kippur for forgiveness and pardon and to atone on it for all our sins, transgressions, and wanton acts and for a good and perfected year, for good life, peace, livelihood, sustenance, for sanity, for blessing, for a year of redemption and salvation, a year of blessing and success in all our handiwork, a year of relief and rescue, tranquility, contentment from every terror and confusion, mishap, and evil decree. May we merit wealth and honor, and may Satan and the evil inclination have no dominion over us. May we find grace and good understanding in your eyes and in the eyes of all who see us. O merciful and compassionate one, who hears prayers, incline to us in all this that we have requested of you, for the sake of your abundant mercies and kindnesses, for the sake of the merit of all these righteous people and the merit of all righteous and devout ones of the world. Do not turn me away from your empty-handed, for you are the one who hears prayer. In just a minute, I'll go around to your personal loved ones and we'll say a memorial prayer for each and every one individually. Before we do that, I just wanted to say the memorial prayer for the entire community that have passed on, both founders of our congregation, former members of our congregation. Every Yisker in our synagogue, we customarily say it, and I think here today we all understand that it's our loved ones who lived within a community that allowed us to indeed live within a community ourselves. Personally, I wouldn't have been a rabbi here today if there haven't been a community here. But I think each and every one of you understand that you wouldn't have the privilege to come to a cemetery before Rosh Hashanah and pay proper respects to your departed loved ones if not for their dedication to the community as a whole. So let's begin with the community, and then I'll go around to each and every grave and we'll say a personal memorial prayer for each loved one.
Yel malach chamim shochen b'meromim ametzei menucha nechona al kanfei hashchina v'malot kedoshim teorim v'giborim kezaraki yamirim u'masirim v'nishmot kal chavrei kihilateinu shehikimu kihilet tekila zo lichvotcha lichvot otcha kedosha. ובזכות כל החברים שהלכו לעולמם בעבור שאנו מתפללים לעילוי נשמתם ולכן בעל הרחמים יסתירם בסתר כנפיו לעולמים ויצחור מצחור החיים את נשמתם אדוני ונחלתם וינוחו בשלום על משכבם ונאמר אמן.
O Father, full of mercy, please ensure that the memory of the wonderful and beloved members of our congregation, those who have founded our congregation, for your honor and the honor of your Torah, and those who are former members who have passed on, be constantly intertwined with that of the living. May we continue to perpetuate their teachings, their dedication, and their devotion. And let us say, Amen. Okay, if you can all stand by your particular graves of your loved ones, I'll be coming around in order, and I'll get to you in a few minutes. Okay. All right.